The executive director of the Christian Educators Association International says studies repeatedly show it's a matter of pay me now or pay me later when it comes to investments in early childhood education. Finn Larson says studies show 3- and 4-year-olds who get good quality preschool grow up to have fewer children out of wedlock and more well-adjusted parents, and he says that, in turn, saves taxpayers money. Larson says studies show right now that's something Ohio needs.
And Ohio is ranked the 4th highest of taxpayer burden for divorce and unwed childbearing of all 50 states in the nation. We have California at the top, New York 2nd, Texas 3rd, and Ohio is 4th. That's not a good distinction. That's costing $2.7 billion to taxpayers in Ohio each and every year for unwed childbearing and divorce.
Republican State Representative Andy Brenner says he's one of the more conservative members of the Ohio legislature, but he says expanding early education opportunities for 3- and 4-year-olds makes good sense and good financial sense.
You know, the taxpayers in my district, which are probably some of the wealthiest in the state, if not the nation, you know, we're always feeling like we're subsidizing a lot of these schools and other things that are failing. Well, if you can help these students out or these kids out in, you know, before they're even in kindergarten and set them on the right track to begin with, that's going to save a lot of money in the long run. And that'll actually, I think, in the long run, lower everybody's taxes and actually improve the economy in those areas.
Brenner and other members of the Ohio House have put $5 million in the proposed state budget, specifically set aside to provide money for 3- and 4-year-olds to get preschool. Republican Senator Peggy Lehner says this money would target the kids who need it the most.
So this program is targeted at the children at greatest risk, 200% poverty or less, that we have good reason to believe are not going to be able to pass the first band in the crawl score, the kindergarten readiness test. They will be given a voucher to attend wherever there is an available spot in a quality pre-K program, and I stress the word quality.
Lehner says preschools are being ranked right now under the federal Race to the Top program, and she says those that land on top will be considered quality preschools. She says the money could be used for vouchers for private preschools that make the cut or to provide more spots in high-quality public preschools. But with an average preschool cost of $4,800 a year for a child in Ohio, she says there's a real need to get far more than the $5 million additional dollars that have been set aside by the House. She says $100 million is needed. And when her fellow senators get the budget back from the House, she wants them to come up with those dollars somehow.
We have come in very late in the budget process with this request. Frankly, most dollars have already been spent in this budget. So in order to reach the $100 million that we would like to reach, it's going to be a matter of taking money from some other program. That's going to be difficult. We may not be able to get it done in this budget. We will get every penny we can. We will dig and scratch until we can find as much as we can. And we will be back next year with a movement that is growing stronger and stronger every single day.
Lehner says lawmakers will expand the program as much as possible for now, but she notes there are 130,000 children in Ohio who are eligible for state-subsidized preschool, and currently around 6,000 children are being served by public preschools. Lehner and the others who support this plan say it's imperative to get as many of those children as possible into quality preschool programs as soon as possible. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.